This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Recession jitters have hit Wall Street once again. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
Wall Street lost more ground on worries that a still strong U.S. jobs market may actually make a recession more likely. The S&P fell 2.8% after the government said employers hired more workers last month than expected. The Dow and the Nasdaq also fell sharply and Treasury yields rose. Markets are worried the Federal Reserve could see the jobs report as proof the economy hasn't slowed enough yet to get inflation under control. That could clear the way for continued aggressive hikes to interest rates, something that risks causing a recession if done too severely. I'm Norman Hall.
Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha visited a daycare center in the country's northeast region on Friday to pay respects to the dozens of children and others who were killed there the day before. Residents of the industrial town of Bakhmut in Ukraine scrambled across a bridge Friday blown up to slow the Russian advance. Russian forces said Friday they had captured ground in the area. It was their first claim of new gains after Kyiv grabbed momentum with a counteroffensive. Russian officials on Friday hailed Vladimir Putin on his 70th birthday, praising him for his role in modern Russian history. Putin held an informal meeting with members of the Commonwealth of Independent States. That's an organization made up of post-Soviet countries. Voters in the southern African kingdom of Lesotho cast ballots Friday in parliamentary elections. Hopes are low that the outcome will end Lesotho's long-running political gridlock. And former South African President Jacob Zuma has been set free following the end of his prison sentence for contempt of court.